This is Chapel for April 11th, 1963. Professor McGee is our speaker.
Come to me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. Our fellowship with each other in Christ is enriched by the echoes of faith which we hear from the Negro spirituals. God's rich providence provides the blessing of our sharing the faith of those who through the ages have been people of the way. Our shared experiences with Christians of all ages and conditions through the rich heritage of the church enlarges and enriches our lives and our worship. This heritage of the church provides few more perceptive interpretations of the death and resurrection of Christ than that found in the Negro spirituals of America. The conditions within which these songs of faith were forged provided the perspective from which this culminating event in the life of the suffering servant could be appreciated and understood. You and I, in our relative affluence and lives of ease, can see afresh the meaning of the cross and resurrection as we view it from the perspective of the spirituals. While the spirituals do give attention to the entire life and ministry of Christ, it is in the events of the Passion Week which receive the most frequent and careful attention. They sang, "Oh, they whipped him up the hill, up the hill, up the hill. Oh, they whipped him up the hill. And he never said a mumbling word. He just hung his head and he cried. Oh, they crowned him with a thorny crown, a thorny crown, a thorny crown. Oh, they crowned him with a thorny crown. And he never said a mumbling word. He just hung his head and he cried. Well, they nailed him to the cross, to the cross, to the cross. Well, they nailed him to the cross. But he never said a mumbling word. He just hung his head and he cried. Well, they pierced him in the side, in the side, in the side. Well, they pierced him in the side, and the blood came a twinkling down. Then he hung his head and he died." In this meditation on the crucifixion, the spirituals reach their deepest pathos. The deep tragedy of Calvary is seen and understood and felt. It is understood because those who sang of Calvary in faith participated in Calvary. The primary implication of the best known of all the crucifixion spirituals is that we were there when they crucified our Lord. Were you there when they crucified our Lord? Were you there when they crucified our Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord. The implication of the entire song is that you were there, sharing in both the guilt and the terror of that day. A song which was sung to the rhythm of swinging hammers as they drove railroad spikes, involves the singer in the driving of spikes at Calvary. Oh, repent, sinner, hammering. Oh, repent, sinner, hammering. I nailed him down, hammering, with tenpenny nails, hammering. They stretched him high, hammering. He bled and groaned, hammering. I heard him say, hammering, you hang me high, hammering, so the sinner see, hammering. Don't weep for me, hammering. I'll come again, hammering, with a band of angels, hammering. There is more than tragedy seen here, for Calvary is always viewed from the standpoint of the resurrection. The crucified one asked not for our tears, but for our songs of joy, because he is risen and comes again. The oneness of the tragedy and victory, of humiliation and exaltation, is the truth concerning the mission of Christ. And it is the perspective from which his entire ministry, from birth to death, is seen. Poor little Jesus, hail Lord, child of Mary, hail Lord, born in a stable, hail Lord, ain't that a pity and a shame? Poor little Jesus, hail Lord, took him from the manger, hail Lord, took him from his mother, hail Lord, ain't that a pity and a shame? Poor little Jesus, hail Lord, they give him to the Hebrew, hail Lord, they spit on his garment, hail Lord, ain't that a pity and a shame? Poor little Jesus, hail Lord, they bound him with a halter, hail Lord, whipped him up the mountain, hail Lord, ain't that a pity and a shame? Poor little Jesus, hail Lord, they nailed him to the cross, hail Lord, they hung him with the robber, hail Lord, ain't that a pity and a shame? Poor little Jesus, hail Lord, risen from the darkness, hail Lord, ascended into glory, hail Lord, ain't that a pity and a shame? Poor little Jesus, hail Lord, meet me in the kingdom, hail Lord, lead me to my Father, hail Lord, ain't that a pity and a shame? The poor little Jesus is the ascended one. The humble one is the exalted. The despised Christ is the one hailed as Lord. The crucified Christ is the risen one. This mission, whereby God in Christ is victorious through humiliation, is final in its victory. Jesus Christ is God's word, which speaks the truth of this victory. And this Christ ain't coming here to die no more. The Virgin Mary had one son. The cruel Jews had him hung. But he ain't coming here to die no more. He ain't coming here to die no more. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Jesus died for every man. But he ain't coming here to die no more. He ain't coming here to die no more. He died for you. He died for me. He died to set the poor sinner free. But he ain't coming here to die no more. He ain't coming here to die no more. He died for the rich. He died for the poor. He ain't coming here to die no more. But he ain't coming here to die no more. Ain't coming here to die no more. He died for the blind. He died for the lame. He bore the pain and all the blame. But he ain't coming here to die no more. He ain't coming here to die no more. We have no need to fear. Christ's victory is certain. The sinner, the despised, the lame, the neglected are all comforted because the one who has taken their tragedy upon himself is the risen one, and his victory is certain. The risen Lord, who does not come here to die again, does come to minister redemptively to all men. He is the one who, because of his suffering, is one with us in life, and who, because of his resurrection, offers victory to us over the tragedies of our lives. I'm a troubled in the mind. If Jesus don't help me, I surely will die. O Jesus, my Savior, on Thee I'll depend. When troubles are near me, You'll be my true friend. When laden with trouble and burdened with grief, to Jesus in secret I'll go for relief. In dark days of bondage, to Jesus I prayed to help me to bear it, and He gave me His aid. The certain victory of Christ is clearly seen when His presence and ministry overcomes the terror of death. Death, that event which incorporates all the tragedies and fears of man's existence, loses its sting through the ministry of the risen Christ. We now sing with assurance. You needn't mind my dying. You needn't mind my dying. You needn't mind my dying. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. In my dying room I know somebody's going to cry. All I ask for you to do is just close my dying eyes. I'm sleeping in Jesus. I'll be sleeping in Jesus. I'll be sleeping in Jesus. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. In my dying room, I know somebody's going to mourn. All I ask for you to do is just give that bell a tone. I'll be resting easy. I'll be resting easy. I'll be resting easy. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. The singers who had attended to the needs of many dying friends and who knew at first hand the sorrow and fear of that hour affirmed that such sorrow and fear were overcome. The risen Lord is there to minister to our needs. He is there to make up our dying bed. This is the witness of the spirituals. With unflinching honesty, they affirm the tragedy of the crucifixion. With unbounded joy, they affirm the victory of the resurrection. Thus, the oneness of this event in which our loving God in Jesus Christ takes upon himself the tragedy of our lives and gives us the victory. May we pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, our prayer is one of gratitude for this season when we realize anew the meaning of thy gracious ministry to us in Jesus Christ.